This episode is entirely AI generated, including the voice you're hearing. It's sponsored by Stress Zen Toolkit, a fictional app that tracks breathing patterns and meditation habits, though this product doesn't actually exist. Some information in this episode may be hallucinated, so please verify anything important with your actual course materials or instructor. Welcome to Unit 8 of UNIV 1001. You've made it to the final week of the course, and I want to start with a simple observation. The final exam is approaching, and some of you are feeling it. This week isn't about pretending stress doesn't exist. It's about managing it effectively so you can protect your attention, maintain your health, and perform at your best. We've covered UO People resources, study habits, collaborative learning, time management, and SMART goals. Now we bring those strategies together around stress management and test taking. The learning objectives for this unit are straightforward. By the end, you'll be able to discuss stress management strategies, identify ways to reduce exam anxiety, and apply effective test taking techniques. Let me be clear about something from the start. Stress management isn't a personality trait that some people have and others don't. It's a practical academic survival skill that you can learn and improve. Some stress is actually helpful. It keeps you alert, focuses your attention, and motivates you to prepare for important events like exams. The problem comes when stress becomes chronic. Chronic stress, the kind that hangs around for weeks or months, damages your ability to concentrate. It makes you more accident prone, disrupts your sleep, and can cause fatigue, depression, and anxiety. According to the research in your college success readings, chronic stress affects your immune system, increases your risk for heart disease, and impacts both your physical and mental health. For students specifically, unmanaged stress shows up as difficulty concentrating, frequent illness, headaches, trouble sleeping, increased irritability, and problems completing assignments. Think about your own experience. When you're really stressed, do you crave healthy foods or do you reach for pizza and donuts? Stress typically drives us toward poor decisions about food, sleep, and study habits. The question isn't whether you'll experience stress as a student, you will. The question is how you'll manage it when it shows up. This brings us to the central concept for this unit, building a stress toolkit. Think of it like an emergency bag you keep ready to grab and use. A good stress toolkit includes practices you've already used and proven effective, plus at least one new practice you're willing to test and evaluate. Why more than one tool? Because different stressful situations call for different responses. You need something you can do in your dorm room, something you can do in a classroom, and something you can do in public. The toolkit approach also recognizes that what works for one person may not work for another, and what works for you in one situation may not work in a different context. Let's talk about some specific tools, starting with mindfulness. Your college success reading defines mindfulness as being present with your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or achieving some perfect state of calm. It's about paying attention to what's happening right now instead of rehashing the past or imagining catastrophic futures. You can practice mindfulness by focusing on your breath, taking a slow walk while noticing your environment, or even doing routine activities like brushing your teeth with full attention. Deep breathing is one of the most portable and effective stress management tools. It literally changes what's happening in your brain by reducing activity in the fear center. Your reading provides a specific pattern called 2-4-6-8 breathing. Exhale quickly to the count of 2, inhale through your nose to the count of 4, hold for 6, then exhale slowly through your mouth to 8. Repeat this pattern for 3-5 rounds. It takes almost no time, requires no equipment, and can be done anywhere, even during an exam if you need to calm down. Meditation builds on these breathing and mindfulness practices. The course provides optional meditation resources, and I want to walk through what they actually offer. The Boho Beautiful Yoga Meditation focuses on letting go of negativity and welcoming positive energy through breath awareness, and a simple mantra, love, peace, and joy surrounds me every day, guides you through relaxing your face, jaw, and heart while cultivating gratitude. The approach is about 15 minutes and emphasizes shifting your thought patterns consciously. The Flow Neuroscience Meditation is much shorter, just 3 minutes, It asks you to focus sequentially on sensations in your feet, your hands, and your forehead without trying to change anything. This body awareness approach helps you redirect attention away from stressful thoughts towards simple physical sensations that are happening right now. The Indiana University breathing exercise teaches belly breathing, specifically for calming anxious feelings. It emphasizes breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth while feeling your belly rise and fall. The advantage of belly breathing is that it can be done anytime, anywhere, even in public. You don't need special equipment or a quiet room, just a few minutes of attention to your breath. Now, I'm not suggesting you need to become a meditation expert or that these videos will solve all your stress. They're tools to evaluate and possibly add to your toolkit. Gratitude is another evidence-based stress management tool. Research shows that people who regularly practice gratitude tend to be happier and less depressed. Gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about deliberately noticing positive experiences and spending 30 seconds really feeling the emotions they bring. When you notice something that makes you smile or feel good, stay with that feeling. Let it register in your body. This actually strengthens neural networks associated with positive emotions. Let's pause here for a quick reflection. Think about one current stressor in your life. On a scale of 1 to 100, how stressful is this situation? Now ask yourself, will I even remember this 3 years from now? This perspective taking can help you keep stressors in proportion. Make a mental note of one stress management tool you've already used. How effective was it? Then identify one new tool you're willing to test this week. How will you measure whether the new tool works? Lower physical tension? Better sleep? Faster return to focus after a stressful moment? Define your success criteria in advance. Now let's shift to test preparation as anxiety management. This is where stress management meets academic strategy. Your college success reading makes a crucial distinction. Test preparation and taking the actual test are different situations with different demands. During preparation, you can replicate some test conditions by including timed practice in your study sessions. Find out the exam format in advance and practice the specific skills you'll need. If you know the final exam includes short answer questions, practice writing under time pressure. If it's multiple choice, practice reading questions carefully and eliminating wrong answers quickly. Preparation reduces anxiety by reducing uncertainty. The more you know about what to expect, the less your mind will create worst-case scenarios. Use any pre-exam summary or prep sessions your instructor provides. If there aren't formal prep sessions, create your own with classmates or solo. Consider everything you know about the exam: written instructions, notes from class, any information from previous exams, time limits, question types, and whether partial credit is available. This brings us to whole-person test-taking. You don't stop being a complete human being because an exam is approaching. Trying to turn off everything else in your life, ignoring your health, postponing family responsibilities, rescheduling work usually creates more stress, not less. A better approach is realistic planning that acknowledges your other obligations. Ask for help where you can. See your academic life as one important part of who you are, not the only part. Take care of your physical needs, eat properly, sleep adequately, and get some exercise. These aren't luxuries during exam time, they're essential for brain function. Establish realistic expectations. Striving to do your best is admirable. Expecting perfection when you haven't prepared adequately sets you up for frustration and failure. If you need accommodations for testing, extra time, adaptive technology, a quiet room, communicate your needs with your instructor well in advance. Map the exam period as a timeline. What needs to happen the week before? The day before? The morning of? The hour before? During the test? After the test? Let's walk through test day strategy step by step. These techniques work for online exams, in-person exams, and hybrid formats. Arrive or log in a few minutes early. This gives you time to settle in. Check your technology if it's an online exam and take a few calming breaths. Don't let other students disrupt your calm at this point. Get to your space, organize your permitted materials, and focus inward. Listen carefully for any last-minute oral directions that might change timing, content, or format details from what you expected. As soon as you receive the exam, make a quick scan of the entire test. Don't spend a lot of time on this, but familiarize yourself with the layout and requirements. Use this initial review to allocate your time. If you have 90 minutes and 3 sections, jot down how many minutes you can spend on each part. Read all section directions carefully. Instructions often include options. You might have 4 essay prompts, but only need to answer 2. Missing these details wastes precious time. Answer every required question, even if you don't complete each one perfectly. Partial credit is better than no credit. For multiple choice sections, answer the questions you're most confident about first. This builds momentum and ensures you get points for what you know well. Skip questions that make your mind go blank. Come back to them after you've answered the majority confidently. Sometimes later questions trigger ideas that help with earlier ones. Read entire questions carefully, even if you think you know what they're asking. Read all answer choices before selecting one. Reserve a few minutes at the end to review your answers. Check calculations, scan essays for major errors, and verify you've completed all required sections. Make sure you haven't skipped sections accidentally. Check backs of pages if it's a paper exam, or scroll through all sections if it's online. Now let's address test anxiety directly. This is real and can affect both your thinking and your physical state. Normal nervous anticipation before an exam is actually helpful. It keeps you alert and focused. Test anxiety becomes problematic when it causes you to underperform despite adequate preparation. Test anxiety can manifest physically: nausea, sweating, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, or feeling very hot or cold. It can also create mental symptoms like blanking out or catastrophic thinking. The mental side often involves all or nothing thinking. Your mind might jump from, "I don't know this question," to, "I'm going to fail the class," to, "I should drop out of college." Combat this by keeping perspective. Most individual exams, even important ones, are not make or break events for your entire academic career. Use the stress management tools we discussed: controlled breathing, mindfulness, visualization, and positive self-talk. These work for test anxiety just as they work for general stress. Preparation is still the best anxiety management. The more confident you are in your knowledge and test-taking strategy, the less room there is for anxiety to take over. Try this mental exercise right now. If you have a catastrophic thought about the final exam, identify it. Then replace it with a realistic, preparation-focused statement. Instead of, "If I fail this exam, my life is ruined," try, "I'm going to prepare systematically and use good test-taking strategies." Focus on what you can control. After the exam, resist the urge to just look at the grade and toss the results aside. Use your performance as information for future learning. Study your mistakes to understand what you need to practice more. Notice what you did well to identify strategies worth repeating. If you didn't perform as well as hoped, ask yourself, was it a preparation issue, a test-taking strategy issue, or an anxiety management issue? Each requires different adjustments. For major courses, especially those in your program area, keep your exams and feedback for future reference. Basic concepts often come up again in advanced classes. Now, let's apply everything we've discussed to your Unit 8 Discussion Forum assignment. This post has 2 parts and specific requirements. Part 1 focuses on stress management. You need to explain why stress management is important and how stress has affected your life personally. Describe 1 stress relief practice you've used in the past and evaluate how effective it was. Be specific about what you did and what results you noticed. Then describe a new practice from your stress toolkit that you plan to try. Explain how you will determine if it's effective, what changes you'll look for. Part 2 addresses test anxiety and exam strategies. Explain what strategies you'll use to reduce anxiety while preparing for the final exam. Describe what you'll do on exam day to reduce anxiety and apply effective test-taking techniques. Provide specific reasoning for your choices. Connect your strategies to the course readings. Use citations and references to show you've engaged with the material, not just shared personal opinions. Keep your post between 400-550 words. Write clearly and check for grammar and spelling errors. Professional presentation matters for your credibility. Post your initial response by Sunday. Then respond meaningfully to at least two peers by Wednesday. Your peer replies should contribute something substantial. Ask clarifying questions, share related strategies, or build on their ideas with evidence from the readings. Avoid replies that just say, "Great post," or repeat what they already said. Look for posts that have fewer responses, so everyone gets feedback. Remember that the discussion rubric evaluates your personal insight about stress management, the clarity of your past and new practices, your reasoning about effectiveness measures, and your practical exam strategies. You'll also be assessed on how well you connect to course materials, the quality of your writing, and the substance of your peer feedback. Let me give you a few prompts to help structure your thinking. First, identify one current source of stress in your academic life. How does it specifically affect your ability to study or complete assignments? Think about stress management tools you've already tried. What worked? What didn't work? Be honest about both successes and failures. Which new tool from this unit are you most interested in testing? Deep breathing? Mindfulness? Gratitude practice? Body awareness meditation? How will you know if the new tool is helping you? Better sleep quality? Less time worrying? Faster recovery from stressful events? More focus during study sessions? For exam preparation, what specific information do you need about the final exam format, timing, and content? How will you get that information? What does your exam timeline look like? What will you do the week before, the day before, and the morning of the test? What's your backup plan if something goes wrong on exam day? Technology problems for an online exam? Feeling sick? Running late? Draft a simple exam day checklist now. Include logging in early, having materials ready, taking calming breaths, reading directions carefully, and planning your time. Practice one of the breathing techniques before your next study session. Does your focus feel different afterward? That's the kind of specific observation that strengthens your discussion post. When you write peer replies, look for opportunities to ask genuinely helpful questions. How did you decide that breathing technique would work for you? Or, what made your past stress relief practice effective? You can also share complementary strategies. That meditation approach sounds similar to something I tried, but I added this element. Build on their ideas rather than just commenting. Let's wrap up with the bigger picture. Stress management and effective test-taking aren't separate from your academic success. They're part of how you protect your ability to learn and perform. The goal isn't to eliminate stress entirely. That's neither possible nor desirable. Stress motivates us, focuses our attention, and signals when something matters. The goal is to manage stress effectively so it works for you rather than against you. Build your toolkit now while you're in a relatively lower pressure situation. Practice these techniques regularly, not just during crisis moments. Breathing exercises work better when you've trained your body to respond to them. Remember that test preparation and test taking are both learnable skills. You can get better at both through deliberate practice and reflection. Use your final exam as an opportunity to apply everything you've learned in this course. Time management, study strategies, collaborative learning, and now stress management. After the exam, regardless of the outcome, take time to reflect on what worked and what you'll do differently next time. That analysis is just as valuable as the grade. Skills you're building this week, managing stress, preparing systematically, staying calm under pressure, learning from feedback, will serve you throughout college and beyond. Professional environments include deadlines, performance evaluations, presentations, and other situations where stress management and preparation matter. You're not just learning to pass this final exam. You're developing a sustainable approach to handling academic and professional challenges. Start building your stress toolkit today. Test one new technique this week. Plan your exam preparation timeline. Practice calming your mind and body. Complete your discussion post thoughtfully. Engage meaningfully with your peers and approach the final exam as a chance to demonstrate both what you've learned and how you've grown. This is your final week of UNIV 1001. But it's the beginning of your ability to manage academic stress effectively and approach challenges with confidence and practical tools.